Welcome back to Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. We are on location at Tess's place tonight for Third Friday, and I have got the owner and also my best friend, Dee Dee Corey, with me tonight. So thanks for taking time to talk with us, Dee Dee.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here and for calling me your best friend. Now it's recorded. It's official.
Of course, yeah. So before we get started, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am Dee Dee Corey, and I have Tess's Place, the ice cream shop that's in downtown Decatur. And then also we have Miss Muldrew's that's a home and gift store. And we've been, it's been interesting, but it's been a lot of fun. And then I'm also the Downtown Merchants Association president. So third events like Third Friday fall into my wheelhouse.
You're planning there.
Yes, yeah. The planning and events part of it.
So you're not busy at all, right?
No.
Yeah, no. Need things to do.
I sit on the couch and eat bonbons and watch soap operas.
That is certainly a lot going on. So tell us about how Tess's Place came about. Why Tess's Place?
Well, so our Miss Muldrew's, the gift shop, was open first. And when we opened downtown, we realized that there wasn't anywhere down here to get a sweet treat. Mm-hmm. And so the more time that we spent and the kids coming down after school, there wasn't anywhere for them to really go. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you just always think about back to whenever you were a child. The things that stood out from your childhood, the going to eat certain places. And I told my husband about 2 weeks after we opened that we're going to open an ice cream shop and shaved ice. And he's like, no, we are not. And I said, yes, we are. And he tried to fight it as far as long as he could until the perfect location opened up, and he couldn't fight it any longer.
Yeah. The ice cream won him over.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Unlimited amounts of ice cream and soda, maybe sodas too.
Shaved ice. I know it's cool what you said about going downtown when you were a kid, because I remember when I was a child and my mom would get her hair done down here. Like ladies did once a week, way back. And while my mom was getting her hair done, my dad would always take me to a little bakery that was down. It was just off of 2nd Avenue, and I cannot think of the name of it. Oh, that's it? Yep. So we would go in there, and we would get a little sweet treat. And I remember that. I mean, I was a child, a toddler, and I do remember that. So,
Cool. Memories, you know, scents, candles. That we sell so much just based off of memory. Mm-hmm. And then same thing with the ice cream shop. I mean, people have certain flavors that they remember that brings back the fond memories.
Yeah. That is so cool. And we can hear some people coming in now to get some ice cream. So, yay, they're going to add to some core memories here. So you mentioned owning two businesses. What is that like? Like, how do you do that? How do you handle all of that?
Well, I walk a lot because they're on opposite blocks. So I walk back and forth constantly during the day. But it works out good because Miss Muldrew's, the gift shop part, our busy peak season is fall, winter, you know, for Christmas, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, with the ice cream, it's more in the summer, spring, summer.
Yeah.
So they kind of balance each other to where we're not so busy. We're not busy at both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely a balancing act.
Yeah. Well, that is good that one where it's a little bit down, the other one is up, and that gives you a little bit of a break so you're not just crazy.
Yes. I mean, I'm crazy. It's just the business is not completely crazy.
Oh my goodness. Well, tell us about some of the treats that you can find at Tess's Place.
So we have shaved ice, gourmet sodas, and ice cream. And we have, oh my gosh, it's like 56 different flavors of shaved ice. And also, gosh, I think we're at 28 flavors of ice cream right now.
Wow.
Yeah. And the sodas, I don't even have a clue. Because you can do all kinds of different variations of drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
So, but, and we also do milkshakes.
Oh, yes. Yum. So now milkshakes. There's all kinds of treats to be had here.
Yes.
Okay, so you have some craft sodas. and they've got some very unique names. Do you want to tell us what the inspiration behind the craft soda names are?
Yes. Okay, so we are located in downtown Decatur. So we tried to bring in things that were, to name the sodas, different locations that are in downtown or just in Decatur in general. And so we have a lot of our historic buildings. Well, almost every historic building downtown has a soda name. And then also our zip codes, and a lot of it too is just a lot of it's just getting that conversation started, because people say, well, I've lived here my entire life and I don't know where this building is.
Yeah.
So then they go and try to find the building, or we even did a challenge during the summer. If you took a picture in front of the building, you got a discount.
Yeah.
You know,
cool.
Take a picture in front of the princess with your princess drink, yeah, get a discount. So
I did that.
Yeah. She did. But she said it was a princess with the princess drink standing in front of the princess.
Well, I mean, you know, deemed myself a princess. Well, that is so cool, because I know you've got like the Delano, which is my favorite park here in town. I walk there all the time. And today I tried the 35601, which is my zip code. And we even talked about that on the Find Your Flow in MoCo podcast that Danielle does. And so you'll have to check that one out. But yeah, there's some really neat names.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. It's been fun because we have the Jubilee, which is the big hot air balloon festival. And yeah, so we have a Jubilee name drink. And so that one was fun because we got to say, come kick off your Jubilee weekend with a Jubilee. And it's just a lot of it's the conversations that come along with them ordering the drink.
Yeah. So. Well, and that's really cool for tourism around town, because, you know, you can encourage people to get out and see the things, the attractions, and then also go to the events, you know, and market the events based on the drink. And it's kind of like a win-win for both of you.
Oh, yeah.
That's
cool.
I like that. Well, tell us, what is your favorite thing here at Tessa's Place?
Well, okay, so my favorite drink is either Diet Coke or Diet Dr. Pepper with one shot of coconut in it, without any cream. But I do love a little cream every now and then, and just can't drink it every day. You know, gain a lot of extra pounds. I don't need any help in that area. But other than that, Heavenly Hazelnut is one of my favorite ice creams.
Yeah. I like the brown butter bourbon truffle ice cream.
BBBT?
Yes. BBBT. I like that. Uh-huh. That one is good. The Graham Central Station is really good. It tastes like a graham cracker.
Cappuccino Crunch is another one.
I haven't tried that one yet.
It's really good.
I need to add that one to my list.
Salty caramel truffle is good too.
I have had that one. That one's amazing.
Those are our two biggest sellers, is that and brown butter bourbon.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we have people that come in and buy. Well, we have a guy that has been coming in and buying 3-gallon tubs of ice cream of the brown butter.
He's serious about the BBBT.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Well, we have heard what Dee Dee's favorite drink here is, and we have got another special guest who is Bennett, Dee Dee's youngest son. Tell us, what is your favorite thing here at Tessa's Place?
So my favorite drink, my personal opinion, is the River City, because it has all my favorite drinks and all, and like, I get it. So it has Sprite, Blue Curacao, Peach, and then, so it's supposed to have raspberry, but I do strawberry instead of raspberry, which I think is the best.
All right, so we might call that one the Bennett then. That's your version of that drink. No, you don't want a drink named after you.
I wouldn't like that, because I don't like talking. I don't like having my name on stuff.
Okay, so you're a background kind of guy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, gotcha. We can respect that. Well, thanks, Bennett, for telling us what your favorite drink is.
You're welcome.
Well, next up, we have a worker here at Tessa's Place. We have Kinsley Higdon. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. I'm a junior at Austin. I've been working here since the doors opened.
Oh, cool.
My favorite things here are, you definitely need to try the Raider. It's my favorite drink. It's Dr. Pepper with vanilla, coconut, and raspberry. It's very good.
Yum.
And then my next favorite is, you have to try the shaved ice with ice cream on the bottom. Superman with wedding cake, shaved ice on top.
Oh, okay. So is the Superman kind of like the icing on the cake then?
Yes, definitely. Very sweet.
I love it. Well, it's kind of interesting that your favorite drink is the Red Raider since you go to school at Austin.
Yes. Go Bears, though.
The Red Raiders and the Black Bears are our two high school mascots here in town. So they're huge rivals. So that's funny. Well, thanks for joining us today, Kinsley.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Your favorite. Cool. Well, all right. I guess that's a wrap here at Tessa's Place on Third Friday. Thanks for being here with us, Dee Dee.
Thank you for having us, and thanks for being here.
Yeah. Do you want to tell our listeners where they can find you on social media?
Sure. So on Facebook, we're Tessa's Place Decatur. Same thing for Instagram. It's at Tessa's Place Decatur.
Okay. And where is your physical location?
Oh, I'm sorry. Gosh. I guess that would be helpful, wouldn't it, for customers actually want to come in. We are located on 2nd Avenue, downtown Decatur, almost at the end of Gordon.
Okay. All right. Well, now you know where to come and get all of your ice cream, shaved ice, craft sodas. You know where to go. So North Alabama's social platforms are linked in the description, and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And hey, if you like our podcast, we'd sure appreciate a review. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.